Message number 25 on the First Epistle of John. Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus. And we come today in our study of the First Epistle of John, in chapter 4, to the closing section, and the closing verses from verse 19 through 21. May I read these words that John has written, beginning with verse 19. We love him, because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also. May God read into our hearts by the Holy Spirit's power the meaning of the words as we meditate upon them. I'm very confident that the emphatic lesson which the Holy Spirit through his servant John the Apostle has been seeking to teach us is our relationship to one another in the family of God, and that is to have love one for another. John has condemned whatever is a false in piety or profession of love. A love that is not genuine in its reality, even though there may be a great deal of lip profession about it. Even now he continues to emphasize in these verses that we have read today, such a truth and such a thing. Look at his insistence in verse 19. As being the true motive, which alone can prompt genuine love among the children of God. May I read the words of the 19th verse as they are definitely appearing in the original Greek text, and which are confirmed by the best scholars. We love, omit the word him, 'tis true we love him, but in the Greek text, the original and many other translations, the word him is omitted. We love because he first loved us. Here we find that we have been given a rendering that certainly amplifies the responsibility why we love one another. Let me give an amplification of these words. As for us, let us be loving, because he, that is God, himself first loved us. It has been well said and explained as the meaning of these words by another. The thought is that the amazing love of God in Christ is the inspiration of all the love that stirs within our own hearts. His love awakens within us an answering love, a grateful love for him, which is manifested in love for our brethren. Does not this confirm what John previously has written to us in chapter 4 and in verse 11? Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. We raise the question, can there be real love in our heart for God and love for all those who are around us? Oh, how necessary we should realize that before we can love one another, we've got to know God's love in ourselves. For it is then we can have a love for God and a love for all others who may be around us when we know the love of God within us. How we should constantly realize our need to be occupied with the amazing love of God within ourselves, to ourselves. It is the only way we shall be properly motivated to love one another. May I suggest, my fellow Christian, if you and I will be so constantly taken up with the amazing revelation and proof of God's love for us and its enjoyment, we shall not out, but love one another. Now look at verse 20. John is very bluntly frank, seeking to expose any false profession of love, and he uses the introductory phrase, which appears a number of times in this epistle. If a man say, I love God, how inconsistent mankind can be between what they say and what they do. John hits a heavy blow to the mere empty profession of the lips. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. Very interesting if you'll take notice of it and read the Epistle of John through. He uses this expression, liar, more than once, as well as the word lie. Take notice of it when reading the letter through sometime. John does not withhold his tongue from calling a person a liar when it is true. What an insult John's preaching would be to many people today. Many would prefer to hear John just minimize the liar, soft-pedal his language, and suggest the man might be only slightly exaggerating his statement. No! John says, as God's servant, if you say you love me, God says if you love me, and yet you don't like your brother, you hate your Christian brother, and you tell me that you love me, he says, you're a liar. You do not love me. Oh, my fellow believer, let us realize the implication. Don't let us say we love God and yet hate our brother. Our Christian brother. God will look back in our face and say, look, don't tell me you love me when I know you don't love those who are my children. Beloved, let us certainly be realizing John is very faithful to expose as well as to condemn what is absolutely a false profession of impiety rather than genuine love. Now what John declares as this being precious in his eyes was not what we say, but what we do. Do the truth. Don't talk about it. The blessed and holy reality of it is what John demands, and God demands it. So before you and I may start thinking that John speaks without proper respect of persons, let us consider this fact very carefully. There is no apostle that has been so conspicuous in writing about love as John himself. I wonder if you've ever realized that John, above all the apostles, has written more about love to more than all of them have together. You take the word love in your New Testament, in John's writings, the Gospel, and his epistles, and you'll find that John mentions and writes of love more than all the apostles put together. But I want to tell you very frankly, he's not sentimental about it. It's real and genuine when he demands a real love amongst the people of God. And he has no use for one in the world would seek to pass for love, sentimental, shallow, positively degenerate in character. There is one thing that John refuses to do, and that is, he refuses to acknowledge a love that is false, a claim that is absolutely denying true love for God, as well as denies true love for a Christian brother. How can such love God who cannot be seen, and yet not able to love his brother whom he can see? John says, that doesn't make sense. It's impossible. Now John closes, and please, here's where we who are the children of God should listen very carefully to his closing words. In the last verse of this fourth chapter of his epistle, he brings home to us the firm commandment, that which he has constantly insisted should be obeyed, and which will prove the reality of our love for God, our love for Christ, our love for all fellow believers. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Now God has loved us, my fellow believer, perfectly. Such perfect love. It casts out fear. Then what joy in obedience we should manifest in responding back in love to God and in expressing it to one another. We are called to obey this commandment, for to love him and to love one another assures us that we are pleasing to God and that we are doing his will. Many centuries ago, in the country of England, when the church state of England and the church state of Scotland were very much opposed to one another, and there was very much manifestation of hatred and bitterness between them, there was a certain bishop in the land of England who traveled to visit the head of the churches in Scotland. And when he came into the presence of the Bishop of Scotland, the Bishop of Scotland looked down upon his co-bishop from the country of England. He disdained him. There was bitterness in his soul and heart against him. And he asked him some questions to see what he knew. Among the questions, he said to the Bishop of England, "How many commandments are there?" The Bishop of England replied, "There are 11. The Scotchman was amazed. He said, "You don't know your Bible. How many commandments are there?" And again he replied, "There are 11. And with disdain and contempt, the Bishop of Scotland said to him, "There are only 10. Said the Bishop of England, "There are 11. And the Scotchman demanded, "What is the 11th commandment?" The Bishop of England looked at the Scotchman and said quietly but firmly, "A new commandment give I unto you," said Jesus, "that ye should love one another, even as I have loved you." My beloved, 'tis not the 10 commandments, 'tis the 11th commandment, if you please, that John says, "This commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also." God help us to do it. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, sanctify in the power of the Holy Spirit these blessed truths to every heart for the blessing and edification of all and the glory of our Lord Jesus in his worthy name. Amen.